our personal infrastructure and our common infrastructure after all this weather. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden is set to travel to New Jersey and New York today to survey damage from the storm called Ida. He was in Louisiana over the weekend. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now. Nancy, let's start with the president in the Northeast.
He'll be in Manville, New Jersey, and Queens, New York. Over the weekend, President Biden declared a major disaster area for some counties in both New York and New Jersey. That makes them eligible for more federal money. Some areas of New Jersey are complaining they weren't included. County officials are appealing to FEMA, which is still evaluating them and could add them to the list.
And let's update our friends in Louisiana.
Well, there, Entergy, which is the main utility for New Orleans, says it's restored power to more than half of its customers who were affected by Hurricane Ida and got the power back for 70% of its New Orleans customers. Entergy says more power poles were destroyed or damaged by Ida than by Hurricanes Katrina, Ike, Delta, and Zeta combined. But tens of thousands of people are still without power. The National Weather Service issued a heat advisory for New Orleans on Labor Day, along with a forecast for rain and a warning of flash flooding.
Louisiana in the heat. And cleanup?
People are cleaning soggy belongings out of their houses. They lined some of the streets in Queens. People in Louisiana are doing the same thing. Some parishes or counties there were hit harder than others. Jefferson Parish has limited power and water pressure. Traffic lights there aren't working and stores are closed.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer live there. Thank you. The group Associated Builders and Contractors says hiring fell off in its industry. By its analysis, 3,000 fewer were getting paid in construction in the month just ended. Given pandemic distortions for construction materials and shipping delays, let's get more on what's in store for the construction industry this fall from Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
When economist Anibon Basu from the Associated Builders and Contractors looks at those latest construction job numbers, he knows what's to blame.
The spread of the Delta variant globally has increased supply chain issues. It means higher prices for inputs. It raises the cost of delivering construction services.
And, he says, some contractors are holding off on new construction till things improve. Delivery of raw materials like steel and lumber are often delayed by slowdowns at ports, from China to L.A., Aldo Martinez is with Industrial Metal Supply in San Diego. He says it feels like delays come from all directions right now.
Trucking issues, or like an example, anything coming out from out east right now because of the hurricane, delays have been caused because of that.
But interest rates are still low, and Basu points out those rates create incentives to finance new projects. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Low but higher this morning. The 10-year interest rate is up at 1.37%. U.S. stock index futures are little changed. The S&P future is effectively flat. The Dow future is up 13 points. The NASDAQ future is down by less than a tenth of a percent. There is concern the coronavirus surge will dampen the recovery of the travel industry in the U.S. and globally. With all the travel restrictions, tourism and hospitality lost $1 trillion last year, as estimated by the United Nations World Tourism Organization. In southeastern Africa, a big destination had been Victoria Falls, along the edge of Zimbabwe and Zambia. 300,000 people came in the year before pandemic, but in 2020, just 34,000. Reporter Ish Mafundikwa did get there for a look.
The falls are in full flow this year. The mist from the water hitting the river more than 100 yards below is visible for miles, but the crowds are missing. Gail Van Yarsveld owns retail businesses in Victoria Falls.
COVID's taken a big hit here. I mean, we're basically on life support.
To highlight the importance of tourism, the government offered free COVID-19 vaccination to every adult resident of Victoria Falls in March. By August, the Ministry of Health's Dr. Munekai Padingani says 72% of the town's adults were fully vaccinated.
we can say that vaccination campaign was successful. The number of cases have gone down. Most of our cases are people who are not vaccinated.
Some airlines that had stopped flying into Victoria Falls earlier in the pandemic have resumed their flights. Farai Chimba is the vice chairperson of the Hospitality Association of Zimbabwe. He says this should boost arrivals.
We anticipate that as these flights continue to come in and increase the frequency, we'll also see a corresponding increase in the number of passengers traveling into the destination.
But because foreign tourists have to deal with travel restrictions in their own countries, there's a new focus on domestic tourism to keep Victoria Falls afloat in the short term. Still, Van Jasveld says business owners need to do more to encourage more locals to visit.
We dropped the ball with that long back. You know, we didn't rate the local market. We wanted the more well-heeled travellers.
The pandemic has indeed forced Zimbabwe's tourism sector to take domestic tourism seriously. Hotels are offering locals discount packages of as much as 70%. The government has targeted multimedia advertising campaigns and scrapped the consumption tax on tourism products and services for locals at tourist destinations. In Harare, Zimbabwe, I'm Ishma Fundikwa for Marketplace.
And there's news today. Toyota is going to spend a large chunk of money to develop what is, after all, the central technology of electric cars, better batteries. Toyota of Japan, the biggest car maker in the world, is earmarking nearly $14 billion over the next 8 years to try to cut the cost of batteries by almost a third. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.